In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Anthony DeScalfini handed the St. Louis Cardinals a second straight loss, striking out a career-high 9, and the Cincinnati Reds turned a big first inning off of John Lackey into a 3-2 victory last night. DeScalfini, the most experienced member of Cincinnati's all-rookie rotation, gave up 7 hits and 2 runs over 6 innings. That's his second straight impressive start over the National League Central leaders. Last Wednesday in St. Louis, DeScalfini gave up only 3 hits in 7 innings in a 1-0 win. Aroldis Chapman fanned 2 in the ninth, his fastball topping out at 101 miles per hour for his 23rd save. The lefty has converted 56 consecutive save opportunities at Great American Ballpark since his last failure in September of 2012. Also last night, Salvador Perez homered and drove in 3 runs as the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 5-1. That game was overshadowed by an afternoon announcement that Dave Dombrowski was being replaced as Detroit's general manager by his top assistant, Al Avila. In 14 years with the Tigers, Dombrowski took one of the worst franchises in the game and took it to 6 postseason appearances, including World Series losses in 2006 and 2012. Detroit came into the season looking for a 5th straight AL Central title, but they now trail the Royals by 12.5 games. Danny Duffy allowed 1 run on 5 hits and 4 walks in 7 innings, striking out a couple. Justin Verlander struggled in his 9th start of the season, allowing 5 runs on 10 hits in 7 innings. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets will own sole possession of first place in the National League East for at least one more day. Eric Campbell singled home the tie-breaking run in a 4-run 8th as the Mets earned their 5th straight win, beating the Marlins 5-1 at Miami. Winning pitcher John Neese held the Marlins to a run and 4 hits in 7 innings. The Mets still top their division by a game after the second-place Washington Nationals pulled out a 5-4 victory against Arizona on a tie-breaking 2-run single by Wilson Ramos in the bottom of the 8th inning. Pittsburgh remains 5.5 games back of the National League Central leaders after the Pirates absorbed a 5-0 shutout loss to the visiting Chicago Cubs. Starlin Castro laced a pair of RBI doubles, and Jorge Soler had 2 RBIs to help the Cubs stay a half game ahead of the Giants for the second National League wildcard berth. Jake Arrieta surrendered just 2 hits in 7 innings before the Cubs' pen completed that combined 4-hitter. Hunter Pence capped his 4 RBI night, slamming a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 8th inning in San Francisco's 8-3 win in Atlanta. Los Angeles ended a 4-game winning streak as Michael Franco belted a tie-breaking grand slam in the 7th inning to lift Philadelphia past the Dodgers 6-2. Carlos Gomez homered for the first time since joining the Astros last week, but Prince Fielder countered with his own round tripper before Texas put together a 3-run 5th, and they beat Houston 4-3. The Astros still own a 3-game lead over Los Angeles in the AL West after the Angels managed just 2 hits in a 2-0 12-inning loss to Cleveland. The New York Yankees crushed Boston 13-3 to keep their 5.5-game lead over Toronto in the AL East. Marco Estrada allowed 1 run in 6 2/3 innings to pitch the Blue Jays past Minnesota 3-1. Baltimore's 5-0 loss at Oakland drops the Orioles 6.5 games back of the Yankees. Also homers by Logan Forsyth, Mikey Matuk, Asdrubal Cabrera, and Richie Schaefer allowed Tampa Bay to enjoy an 11-3 laugher against the White Sox. Jimmy Nelson pitched into the 7th as Milwaukee stopped a 6-game losing streak, beating San Diego 4-1. And Robinson Cano's solo homer and 3 RBIs highlighted Seattle's 10-4 rout of Colorado. Also around the league, Toronto pitcher Aaron Sanchez has been suspended for 3 games and manager John Gibbons for 1 for their roles in Sunday's beanball war between the Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Major League Baseball also fined Sanchez an undisclosed sum for intentionally throwing at Alcides Escobar with warnings in place during the top of the 8th inning of Toronto's 7-6 win. Sanchez contends that his pitch just got away. Gibbons is missing tonight's home game against Minnesota. He was disciplined for coming back on the field in the 8th inning after he was ejected in the 7th. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman is back on the disabled list, this time with an oblique injury suffered while batting in Monday's game against San Francisco. He's hitting .284 with 14 homers and 45 RBIs this season, missing 30 games with a wrist injury. The Cubs have activated left-hander Tsuyoshi Wada from the 15-day disabled list, and they optioned him to AAA Iowa. Wada had been out since June 23rd with a left deltoid inflammation and was on a rehab assignment with Iowa. Rangers center fielder Leonis Martin has been optioned to AAA Round Rock. He leads the major leagues with 13 outfield assists. The Padres have reinstated right-handed pitcher Ian Kennedy from paternity leave, and they optioned right-hander Lionel Campos to AAA El Paso. Kennedy is to start tonight against Milwaukee. The NFL Players Association has released a transcript of Tom Brady's June testimony in the deflated balls controversy. In the 457-page document filed in Manhattan federal court on Tuesday, Brady denies tampering with or telling anyone to tamper with footballs in the AFC Championship game. His testimony occurred in an arbitration hearing before NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Goodell last week decided to uphold a four-game suspension of Brady issued by a subordinate. The league asked federal judge Richard Berman last week to find that the NFL acted properly. Berman has ordered Brady and Goodell to appear before him next week. He has strongly urged that they settle. Brady was suspended after it was found that the Patriots had used deflated footballs in the AFC title game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.